Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Did you guys get that thing all dusted off? Oh, yeah, you got the Meguiar's detailer on there? Cool, awesome. Oh, yeah, we got the automobile, Auto World's car all ready and looking good for the third hour. That's what I'm talking about, a little shine on that paint. Hey, hi, everybody, and welcome. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from Boise, Idaho, live. Each and every week I come from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. Oh, yeah, well, today I'm in the greasy garage studio, sitting in my Dodge Viper. Hang on a minute. Oh, that thing is squeaking. We're gonna get some oil on this thing. A little Dodge Viper chair and very comfortable. That's what it's all about. I want to be comfortable as long as you're comfortable. Are you comfortable? Yes, I see you folks. First row, they're nodding their heads. Uh-oh, the third row, you didn't get any water. We'll get you some water. Okay, the third row needs water. That's what it's all about. Delivering David will be delivering some water. Of course, he's driving the Datsun V210 with a turbocharger on it now. Man, it took me a year to get Delivering David to get a turbocharger on his Datsun V210. Wow. Well, hey, welcome into the third hour. It's good to have you along right here in the Auto World Plaza. And that means one thing. It means that you need to have, well, steel-toed boots on, safety glasses on, put your tray table up, prepare for takeoff. Don't forget, driving gloves. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Here on the third hour of Auto World, we are, well, oil. Yep. Somebody released some oil somewhere. We're going to find that out. But I've got a money-saving gift for you this third hour, folks. So stay tuned for this money-saving gift. Yes, this is the time of year we give gifts and we donate. That's right. So I've got a couple things for you here that we're going to give all of you. As long as you turn it up loud, because you're going to have to listen to hear the gift. That's what it's all about. Yes. And, oh yeah, the third hour, I've got the Auto World Little Car Fact. Something about a bustle rear end. Woo-hoo-hoo, and another new sponsor. Yeah. Stay tuned for that sponsor. It's fun. But most of all, you're the star of the show here on Auto World each week. Don't forget that. And how to become the star of the show, which you already are. Interrupt me, please. Shut my engine down. And how to do that? Just call me at 855-660-4261. I want to hear from you. Not only through the phone, but I want to hear from you through the email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Have you had that? That's one word, by the way. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook, Mark Evans. That's my address, my name. I'm not hiding. Go over and take a look. You'll see what I look like. Boy, I'm sure glad I got Lion Lucy over here. She puts the makeup on me to make it look good. Of course, I don't look very good after sliding in and sliding out. Sammy, my chauffeur, slides me out into the studio. But anyway, I'm all looking good now, feeling good. Looks like the microphone temperature now is 120 degrees, getting warmed up. Yes, we are. Oh, seat temperature. What? Oh, I've cooled down a little bit. It's 140. I've got to give you the updates on the NASCAR track here in Auto World, don't I? Yes, I do. Okay, now we're in first gear. We're going to pull away from the curb. Let's get going. I asked the Lion Lucy, she said, I want the curb feelers back on the Auto World car. So we put them back on. So if you hear the curb feelers every once in a while, let me know. Oh, was that one of them there? I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to scratch my hubcaps up because, see, each and every hour is different here on Auto World, and that means I need to ask for the hubcap. Hubcap, please! Eddie, the engine emailer, he's hanging on to the email bag, but he's passing me the hubcap. Thank you. When are we going to spray some WD-40 on this rusty old thing? Man. Anyway, I've got the hubcap, and that means some of the things were... That's the menu for the show. Like a restaurant, you got to have a menu, don't you? the hubcap. Here we go. Auto World Low Car Factor. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. At the end of the program, we have a word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. And this word with Mark is a word that all of you know about. Some of you do it. Some of you might not do it. But we're going to make all of you do it today here on Auto World. All right? Okay. And I'm getting to the emails more than ever this third hour because that second hour, that last hour, I didn't get to them. So we're going to get to them. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he takes care of the emails. And what this means, folks, you email me on your time whenever is good, which is good right now. We're live. But if you're listening to us on your lunch hour, thank you. And it's a delayed station. Maybe Sunday morning, maybe Saturday morning, Tuesday. Thank you. And I want to salute all our affiliates for taking the show at the time that they can take the show. I'm glad to be here for you each and every week. And again, I shout out to you folks that you've emailed me this about 2 weeks ago. I had a lot of them right before the holiday and all. But it's called the stations that you're listening on and asking for another hour of Auto World. You know what? Thank you. That is the best Christmas gift I could ever get because I really do like to help you, and I always want to help more and more of you, and that's what it's all about. And again, I've got another great affiliate, KBOI AM 670, right here in the Boise, Idaho area where I started, is now taking Auto World, and I'm very proud and honored, and thank you very much. Nate Shulman, thank you. Program director that's cleared the runway for us to land, and that's what it's all about. We've landed in Boise, Idaho now, where I started, and I'm very proud to be here, not only here, but, you know, everywhere. That's right. Because it takes all of us to make this planet spin. So, but right now you're sitting down and relaxing, and I'm glad you are just shutting down your Auto World to be in my Auto World. And sometimes you just have to get off you got to get off the bicycle from pedaling the earth around and around. You've just got to relax. And thanks for relaxing and having the steel-toed boots on and also those driving gloves. So with that said, I think we've got something that I want you to never forget. That says it all right there, folks. Good to be along with you each and every week. Thanks for being my friend. I'm glad I'm your friend, and I'm glad that we're all friends together. And talking about friends, friend me on Facebook. We've got a few seats left over there at Facebook. My address is Mark Evans. I've always got I know we're all sold out here. We don't even sell the seats. We don't want to sell the seats. It's free right here on the Auto World Plaza. But it's really good to be back in the Greasy Garage Studio this week. And with that, before we go to the first break with some secret sauce from our sponsors, here's something you probably didn't know about. Huh? You didn't hear it? Man spent Thanksgiving carving Cybertruck out of mashed potatoes. Huh? What? Yeah, that's right. This gentleman spent the whole weekend and with his family, but he had time left, of course, carve a Tesla Cybertruck out of mashed potatoes. He actually even, you know where they had the Tesla Cybertruck and they up on stage and they threw the whatever at the window and it's supposed to be bulletproof windows and it broke the window. Well, this gentleman, his name is to protect the innocent. He's not guilty, but come on, does he really want me to tell everybody on the planet that he carved a Cybertruck out of mashed potatoes? Congratulations, Greg. I'm proud of you. Mashed potato carver. He even carved the window that's broke. I wonder what that thing's for sale. You could probably pick that Cybertruck up a lot cheaper than the real one, which is not available yet. We'll be right back with a short, brief message, and then we're going to get down to that little gift I have for all of you. Each and every one of you get this gift. I'm Mark Evans from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I think I might go get some mashed potatoes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at.
Go on, you hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Yeah, sometimes I'm yakety yak yak yak. right here behind the microphone. Temperature on the microphone, track temperature, or better known as Auto World's temperature here on the microphone, looks like 128. Oh, man, it's hot breath. Woo! From the smell booth in Auto World Plaza South, down the hall from the Greasy Garage Studio. Yeah, it's sometimes really nice to get out of the Greasy Garage Studio, get away from the grease, and get into the smell booth. Not. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, before it's all done, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to ask the crew here to get their clothes and dirty tennis shoes and socks out of here, and let's get this place cleaned up. Because I've got, what do we got here now? Engine. Eddie, the engine emailer, he says, 30? We have 30? We have 30 little Christmas trees hanging out to get rid of the smell. Oh, I definitely welcome you to not have those. Tis the season, of course, as you know, cooking the turkey and or having a good old hamburger or ham or handballs, ham balls. Tis the season, and so you're going to have a good smell. Think about that little song, though, and think about Auto World. I appreciate you doing that. Here, welcome into the third hour again. We're going to be getting to, of course, what happened on this week in automotive history. Pictures there on Auto World Radio's Facebook page, my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and my Instagram account, Auto World Media. Go over and take a look at those two crazy guys hanging on to that thing. Huh. Wow. And we're also going to get to that Apple. That Apple Day, folks, keeps the gas pumps away. What's that all about? And, oh yeah, 10 most reliable cars and 10 of the least reliable cars. Uh-huh. But let's get right now to the used car warranties. Yes, the best used car warranty. Starting in fourth place. Now, first and foremost, let's talk about a used car warranty. That's the repair side of the world, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. Do you need a warranty? Well, some of you, most of you, have been buying warranties because you just don't really want to be around my greasy garage. Huh? Why? You don't understand the lingo. You don't understand why it costs so much. And you don't want the lettuce green coming out of your wallet. Better known plastic cards. The chip, you know, sliding into my chip reader. Used car warranty reviews. A few things to look in used car warranties. Companies are coverage limits. Considering the mileage that your vehicle can have, you definitely want to find a provider that covers plenty of what your car has. So, if your car is past 200,000 mile mark, do you need a warranty because of the miles? It's kind of like I've always said here on Auto World, the you actually are driving in Las Vegas. Oh yeah, Las Vegas. Oh, Treasure Island. Yeah. Oh, okay. A slot machine. As the numbers go around on your odometer, the higher they get, you're the loser. Ding, 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 ding. Why? Because your car parts are wearing out. Another thing you want to look at is customizing coverage. When you get a quote, the company will probably give you a multiple options of time and mileage for a single plan. You can usually customize coverage, of course, according to your driving habits. Like myself, I don't drive a lot anymore. I got too many cars in the barn. I get in one to exercise it, and it thanks me, by the way, when I spin the back tires and create smoke. But it's called exercising. That's right. Whether you drive more or less than an average person, they can justify what kind of plan you might need. The plan choice of a used car warranty. You also want to shop with used car warranty companies that have many plans to choose from, as I was just talking about. Different levels of coverage will cover different systems on the car. Huh? Oh, you've all been caught in that. Different price points, too. See, the different systems, as I said earlier, first hour, front bumper to the back bumper, how many divisions of the car do you have? And that your plan choice didn't get picked correctly, and you are stuck with buying that transmission overhaul. Wonderful. Not. And have you ever really thought about that used car warranty when you just bought it, purchased it when you bought the new used car to you from the dealer? Is it transferable to the, because you're done with this car and you sell it and you want to transfer your used car warranty to another car you just bought? If you plan on selling your vehicle in the next couple of years, make sure the company offers a transferable car warranty plan, folks. All of the providers, some do not, some do. Now, let's start at number four. Why not? Used car warranty companies. Number four. Well, look at there. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you the star rating. See, I should have warned you to get out the pen and paper and pencil again because we've been using that the second hour, now the third hour. You might just want to leave that out all the time. Okay. So, the best used car warranty starting from the fourth place.
It's called Protect My Car. Star rating out of 10 being the best, it's an 8.7. Now, coverage limit, 125,000 miles. Okay, so what's good about it? Best long-term financing, folks. Number 3, CarShield. Star rating, 9 out of 10. Ooh, that's getting pretty high. Now, coverage limit, 200,000 miles. It's the most affordable. Let's go to number 2 slot. Oh, those drum rolls better be getting close to being ready. I forgot to ask him to come in with his drum set today in the studio because he didn't want to come in where the dirty sock smell is. Anyway, the number 2 spot, Car Checks. 10 being the highest star rating, 9.4. Coverage, 250,000 miles. Yeah, will your car last even that long? You haven't been doing preventive maintenance? What's the best part of that one? That name again is Car Checks, 9.4 on the star rating, 250,000 miles, best for high mileage cars. And the number one spot, number one. Oh, there's the drum roll! Yes, the best used car warranty is Endurance. Star rating out of 10, 9.6. Nobody's perfect. Coverage limit, 200,000 plus miles. Aha, that special word plus. It can go to infinity. Endurance doesn't mind. What's the best thing about it all? Well, that's one thing I would say. Best used car warranty coverage, period. Bumper to bumper. Transmission goes out, they'll do it. They'll make it happen. Oh, did I happen to say that you might have gone in? You drove right in. You got the Hyundai, and it's a little lower to the ground. You've got the Porsche. You've got the brand new supercar called the Corvette. They're low to the ground, and you pull up, and you just took the front bumper spoiler lip right off. They'll cover it. Those things aren't that cheap. I just did a bid the other day on it was a Hyundai. It was like $600 and some just for the bumper cover lip. Endurance is number one. I want to thank Doug the Drummer Man for coming in to do the drum roll. Ha ha, it was fast. He got here fast. He was in the other studio. Sure glad we got the microphones cranked up in the other studio so we could hear the drum roll. There it is, the best used car warranty. You're listening to Auto World. Join in at 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. When we come back, we're going to get into the email bag. Oh, yeah. Why? Because Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the studio hanging onto the bag. We've got the follow-up to get to. We'll be right back. From the smell booth. Smell a listen?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine as the West warns that an invasion by Russia is imminent despite intensive weekend talks between Moscow and Washington. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but is equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia could enter the country at any moment. Meantime, Dutch airline KLM has canceled flights to Ukraine until further notice. French President Emmanuel Macron is in full re-election campaign mode despite not declaring his candidacy for the upcoming election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back into the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for being with me right here. You've been all for the last 3 hours doing the smell of listen, and I do appreciate it. How's that smell, that listen? Oh, it smells like dirty socks, and I didn't say underwear. I did not say underwear yet. The crew here, I went south down the hall in the Auto World Plaza, and live in Boise, Idaho is where I'm at. Why? I'm in the smell broadcasting booth where nobody goes. They just throw all their... After they're working, they're like, man, painting and landscaping and my janitor, you know, you folks have heard me say it. It's a know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth janitor. He cleans up my mess, but now I figured out and found out where he's been putting my mess, right here in the smell booth. Oh, yeah. I've got green Christmas trees hanging all over the place on the boom, on the computer screens. Oh, yeah. It smells like that. Ugh. Anyway, we're back. We're live. Good to have you along. What? Teletype's going on. Dang it. That teletype machine is so old, it takes forever to get the paper out of it. But I got it out, and it looks like, oh, yeah, it's coming again. Some good information off the teletype machine. EPA says U.S. vehicle fuel economy, folks, hit an all-new high in 2020. This is true facts. EPA says... U.S. vehicle fuel economy hit an all-new high in 2020. So what's the numbers? The numbers are for 2020, model year. That was last year, of course, because it takes all year to compile the data. 2020 model year at 25.4 miles per gallon is what we've been averaging in the United States of America. Congratulations, everybody. Let's salute everybody. Thank you for doing what you did to make it happen. Well, that kind of tells me, and thank the teletype, it's... like from 1916, and it still works. And it brings in good news. You know, that is some good news. That means we're going to have cleaner air. And, of course, we've been talking about electric, EV, BEVs. Of course, electric's knocking at the door. Of course, all the car manufacturers, I've been saying it each and every week. They're giving us these years, these dates. It's now basically just everyday talk around the water cooler. Of course, in my world, auto world, in your world, it's around the gas pump that we're talking all the time. No, we're not drinking the gas, but we're all standing around the gas pump talking about, really, truthfully, did you drive to the gas station? Of course you did. And get diesel and gas, and the person across the pump probably got talking to you about why you're waiting to put the $100-$150 in your fuel tank. You're talking about EVs, aren't you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, looks like the whole fifth row here, the fifth row out of sixth row, they're all nodding their head. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're talking about EVs, all right, while we're pumping fuel, liquid into our fuel tanks. Uh-huh. Well, 25.4 miles of the gallon. That all happened because of fuel management. That engine light you have, it's all managed. The fuel spray, the fuel, the spark, the timing. There's no more distributors, folks. Everything's managed by electronics, and that's why that number went up to 25.4 miles to the gallon. So, now it's time. I've been teasing Trey, one of our charter members in Southern Illinois that's been listening, and he answered on Auto World Radio. He liked the post. He says, is that really electric? It's time now to get to that segment I like to call What Happened on This Week in Automotive History. That picture of these two guys with their hats from way, way back when, folks. That's right. That picture, please join along, is on the Auto World Radio Facebook page, my Mark Evans Facebook page, and please do go over. I believe the crew put it over there on the Instagram account, and that address is Auto World Media. Coney Island, New York, is well known for its amusement park attractions, but on this week, in 1901, it hosted a different kind of wild ride, folks. A crowd gathered to witness a new type of, spectacular race, an automobile race it was. A mere mash of vehicles. Yes, a lot of different type of vehicles back in 1901, including an eight gas-powered, six steam-powered, and one electric car, known as the Reeker Torpedo Racer, all bolted down and around 1 mile course. The race showcased the speed and capability of the rapidly advancing automobile industry back in 1901. While Andrew Ricker's battery-powered torpedo finished third, he set a new U.S. land speed record for an electric motor carriage at a harrowing 57 miles per hour back in this week in automotive history on 1901. Take a look at that photo. As Sonny called us this week here on Auto World from Florida, talking about that picture that he saw on, I believe, the TV, and with these, all it showed was that platform with two wheels around it. That is called the skateboard of an electric EV car. In Coney Island, and back in 1901, those two gentlemen got on that. Came in third place over those ICE engines, internal combustion engines, gas, and six steam-powered, and only one electric car. So if you're thinking that electric hasn't been around, it has been. It's been around for many, many years. Well, 1901. And it's getting, it takes many years to make something happen. You know, it really does. It takes all of us to make it happen. People power, the network that we all have in each and every day that we have. Our friends, our relatives, our family is what it all comes down to. And, you know, that's where it's all at. And with that said, next week's going to be a very special week for all of us, as you know, coming from the smell booth. But next week we're going to have a brand new affiliate join along, and I'm very proud to say that I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho. I'm on that station in Boise, Idaho, 670 KBOI, and I have good friends there, and we are now going to be live. So we're going to welcome in. Of course, Joe Prin, I'm going to tell you the story about Joe Prin and I, and Nate Shellman. He's the program director of KBOI, and you're going to find out next week a little bit tease here about the story of what brought people together for me to be on, Auto World to be on, and Boise, Idaho, another affiliate, which I'm very proud and honored to be on. Behind the microphone, I've actually taken the ranch, as you hear in the intro, the repair shop for 45 years now. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It's been a while. But with that said, I welcome you. I want each and every one of you to interrupt me at any time. Please do. You're the star of the show. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Welcome all your emails. With that said, oh yeah, you know our man now. I've brought him up into the studio. He's in the smell booth here with me. Eddie, the engine emailer. He is in charge of emailing the email bag. That's what it's all about. And he's handing me this. Thank you. The engine. He's here. Eddie, the engine. We're going to share with you a follow-up right now. Follow-up and an email that was done we're going to find out. Pretty lengthy, so I'll start it, and we'll probably finish it after the break here. Mark, I wanted to get back to you and give you a follow-up on what happened after I took your advice. Oh, positive. Awesome. About a year ago, I was listening to you here on my local radio station, 1340 AM in Brainerd, Minnesota. Uh-huh. Let's do a shout-out, first and foremost. Let's do a shout-out. Oh, yeah. Shout-out to KVBR, AM 1340, East Gold Lake. Oh, yeah. Woodrow, Baxter, Brainerd, Minnesota. Shout-out. Good to have you along. AM 1340, KVBR, in Brainerd, Minnesota. He says here, when I heard you say to a caller, check the ground cables and the battery cable, especially the ground, that caller had told you they had an engine light on. Okay, when we come back, we're going to follow up. I've got a pretty lengthy follow-up here, that's okay. Love it. We're going to come back live from the smell booth in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for listening to Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good to sit back and relax, breathe the air in, your day off, your week off, maybe going into the smelling time of the year. Oh, yeah, I can't breathe very deep here in the smell booth. You know why. I've talked about it. We were down south of the, in the Outer World Plaza. We're south of the Greasy Garage Studio in the smell booth. Oh, yeah. Smell a listen. I want to thank you for taking the time out to have the smell a listen this week here on Auto World. Okay, let's get back. By the way, I'm Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World live from Boise, Idaho, where the elevation is 2730. Oh, yeah, the seat temperature now, where my seat warmer is, my buns. Looks like about 112. Whew, it's hot in here. Anyway, that's because all the green Christmas trees hanging from the boom. We've got to get back to this follow-up. Eddie, the engine's going to get mad at me here if I don't get to it. Okay, so Mark, I wanted to get back to you and give you a follow-up on what happened after I took your advice. About a year ago, I was listening to you here on my local radio station, 1340 AM in Brainerd, Minnesota. Thank you, KVBR, for taking the show. When I heard you say to a caller, check the ground cables and the battery cables, especially the ground, that caller had told you, they had an engine light on, and the scan showed multiple cylinder misfire. You pointed out to them that it could be a spark plug problem, but let's make sure that the fuel injectors are spraying fuel and that the injectors are clean. So, Mark, just so happens, I had the same problem on my 2005 Chevy Silverado. I replaced the spark plugs, didn't fix it, still had that code, PO300. I did put fuel injector cleaner in it. It helped a little with the mist, but that code was still there. So I finally did what you said, checked the ground cables. I found the negative battery cable looked good and okay, but when I felt the cable right at the connection, it was soft. So I cut into it, and what did I find but white corrosion. Replaced the cable and no more mist and no more fault code. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mark. You're the best. I listen to you every hour of Auto World. Bob in Brainerd, Minnesota. Well, Bob, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, man. I really do. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and thanks for doing a follow-up and letting me and all the listeners, all our family here in Auto World, know that sometimes it's the most simplest little thing that could cause a problem. And you are a witness to that. Bob, thank you for tuning in and going forward. I know Brainerd, of course, is a special town to us where the syndicator is, and in that area in Minnesota. And again, you probably have a little snow on the ground. I appreciate you tuning in and like again, bringing that email to us, Bob, because I know a lot of people this time of year talking about battery, you know, the venting of batteries, and they're in the trunk. You don't want the sulfuric acid breathing into your car. That's why the vent tubes are there. Your battery cables look tight and they look clean and all this, and they're not, are they, Bob? No, they're not. And so, Bob, I'm glad you got it fixed. I'm sure glad you don't have that PO300. And basically what that is, a random misfire code, is usually means that the air and fuel mixture, folks, is running lean, but the cause might be anything from hard-to-find vacuum leaks to dirty fuel injectors, low fuel pressure, a weak ignition coil, bad plug wires, or compression problems, or even pretty much a dirty mass airflow sensor causing a lean code or a misfire to occur. Ground cables, very important, very important. I'll never forget the day when a Jeep Wagoneer came into my shop years ago. Nobody could find it. I've shared this before. I'll share it again. Why not? It wouldn't turn off with the key. Pulled the key out. Turned the key off. Pulled the key out. The motor was still running. All it was a ground cable, folks, that was hooking. He had the transmission overhauled. They pulled the transmission out. Well, just so happens the bolt on the top of the transmission held the ground cable from the top of the transmission up to the metal on the firewall. And if it wasn't hooked up, it causes problems, just like what Bob had here from Brainerd, Minnesota, on his Chevrolet. Go ahead and fill the cables like Bob did. See if they're soft. If they're soft, cut it open. You'll see that you'll have white corrosion in there. Here's a little Auto World tip to end the third hour with. Oh, no, we still have the last segment coming up, and it's called A Word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. That's a guaranteed segment, by the way, from here on out, third hour. A Word with Mark. Ground cables, corrosion, battery acid. Yuck. Vaseline is your friend. Grease is your friend. But first and foremost, you can clean. A lot of you might know this. Here's an Auto World tip. Baking soda in a cup. Pour some baking soda in a cup. Put some water in there. And hey, by the way, if it's a warm water, then you can mix it. Please do with warm water. And go ahead and pour it right on top of the battery. Top side post and or top post, it'll literally clean that battery gook, white fuzz off. Make sure you get a pitcher of clean water to rinse it and pour it on there. Once that, it'll bubble and boil just like that earwax, you know, that you have in your ear and you're buying earwax cleaner. Yep. Yeah, well, I'm the doctor of cars, doctor of the Auto World here, so no different than your doctor for your health and your ears. You go down and you can't hear anymore. And please make sure your ears are clean with ear wax cleaner. Soften that ear wax up and clean it up, because I want you to make sure you can hear Auto World each and every week. That's what it's all about. Now, let's get to one thing real quick before we get to a word with Mark. And that is L.A. Auto Show. Happened again. Five Porsches. Uh-huh. The Edson Future pickup. Phoenix Motors we covered. Oh, yeah. You know what? Think about it. Oh, yeah. The first listen right here. The Fisker Ocean was there also, folks. The Fisker Ocean is another car company. The Ocean is a car that is a four-door electric at the LA Auto Show. That was the highlight of the show, electric cars. So look for the Fisker Ocean to be coming your way before you know it here not too long. And that is something that, I'm telling you, these touchscreens, these touch screens are in that center of that dash, and it's all electric. And we didn't get to it. We're running out of time. The garage was starting to roll down. But I want to make sure that next week that you all come back, of course, to talk. I'm going to let you know more about this Apple with four wheels. You know, that picture is on my Instagram account, Auto World Media, my Facebook account, Mark Evans, also the Auto World Radio Facebook page. That red, delicious Apple with four wheels. What's that all about? I'll give you a little. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here next week. Apple, you know that phone you're talking on right now and you're listening to, and you're going to use it as a microphone to call me on Auto World each and every week? Well, guess what? Yeah, Apple. They're talking about again. They've been talking about it for years, which takes a lot of time to get something to happen. The autonomous automobile run by the iPad that Apple makes in the center of the vehicle. You will not be driving it. an apple a day keeps the gas pumps away, I guess. Autonomous. What's your opinion? I'll leave you with this before we get to the word with Mark. I need to know your opinion about autonomous driving. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I want to hear it from you. Everything's good with you. Now, a word with Mark.
And now it's time for a word with Mark.
Yes, this week is a word with Mark is the word turkey. Yes, turkey is the word for this week. Folks, don't turn into a turkey when it comes to auto repair. Don't turn into a turkey in front of the service rider at the dealership. Relax. Enjoy your turkey when it's that time of year. In the oven, pull it out and eat it. Don't let your car or truck turn into a turkey. What I'm talking about here is that when that car or truck fails you on the side of the road, you don't like it. It doesn't like you. Do preventive maintenance to stop you from having your car or truck turn into a turkey.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.